It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Kyle Mills from Rifle Recreation is here, the coordinator of events and programs, and Taylor Walters is the recreation coordinator for athletics. Being a government job, everything is backwards. You know, it's not the police chief, it's the chief of police, right?
Yep.
Anyway, the reason they're here today is to talk about the first annual Strides for Giving 5K on Saturday, September 24th. First annual, whose idea was it?
So I kind of came up with doing the race and using it as a fundraiser for our meal kits that we've done the last 2 years. The last 2 years, we've so the idea kind of came back in 2020 when we all were trying to figure out different ways to reach out to our community and serve our community in ways that we weren't contact. So we were just hoping to reach out, and one of my coworkers at the time, she came up with doing 3 meal kits for families in our community. And we turned to Alpine Bank and Shelter Insurance, Tyler Davis Agency, and we went from 3 meals to the last 2 years being able to do over 150 meals for families in need during the holidays from Newcastle to Parachute. So that has been super awesome to be a part of and really humbling. And I just was wanting to kind of turn to do it a different direction a little bit. And we still have the help of Shelter Insurance and Alpine Bank, but I was hoping to take a load off them and reach out to more of the businesses in our community that don't necessarily know about our meal kits. So when I started reaching out and was telling them about it, a lot of them, like I said, they weren't even aware that we had been doing this for the last 2 years. But my mom passed away last June, so it's just been kind of trying to figure out ways to honor and celebrate her memory. And she really got into some races and 5Ks after her diagnosis, so it just kind of hit me with the help of some people around me, the idea to do this 5K in her honor, because she also was so good at giving and so good at thinking about others. So I thought this would be a really great opportunity to bring those two things together and give back to our community and honor and remember her.
It takes a lot of work to get these meals out to everybody. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why organizations will do it for a few years and then they'll either step back or take a break, mm-hmm. and someone else will take over, because it is a lot of work organizing and getting the food out. And it sounds like you've got a little added inspiration to make it happen.
Yes, definitely this year I have a little fire lit, and so I'm definitely wanting to keep it going. The first year we bought all of the food ourselves, from the hams to all the side food for the side dishes in the, we did recipe cards and dessert, and that worked really well. The first year we thought it was a great idea to go to each individual house and pass out the meals ourselves, which was great, but
particularly in 2020, because people weren't getting a lot of visitors.
Yeah.
And so just even if you're not in direct contact, some kind of interaction was helpful, I'm sure.
And it was really cool to see people at their front door and how grateful and thankful they were that we were there giving them food. And anyway, we kind of switched it up last year, and we were able to give out more meals because we switched it up. And we set up a system out at the pool and did more like a drive-through and had them cranking out of the front window. So it worked really well.
Gotcha. So if folks want to, I imagine there's probably a number of different ways that folks can get involved. Obviously, the main focus is getting folks to sign up for the 5K this time, right? Okay. Again, that happens on Saturday, September 24th. Starts at 10 a.m. Where's the start-finish line?
It'll be at Centennial Park near the Big Fish statue. So that will be the starting point. And we will go towards Brendan Theaters and then back up to Metro Pool and then back to the park where we'll have a little bit of a celebration at the end to hang out.
How much does it cost to sign up for the race?
So at the moment, it's $30 per racer, and we will jump price to $40, I believe, at September 16th, it'll be $40 and the day of the race.
So. Okay. So before September 16th, $30 after September 16th. Yep. I'm sorry, $30 after September 16th, $40. 30 then 40.
Yes.
Sorry, I confused myself there, which is, I kind of was spiraling downward quickly in flames, as it were. For folks that want to sign up, how can they do that? On the city's website?
Yep, they can give us a call or they can get on our website to register. Or if they're still not sure and they're wanting to sign up the day of, they're more than welcome to come and
just show up.
Yep.
Like maybe starting around 9 o'clock?
So we'll start registration at 8:30, I believe.
8:30, okay. Yep. So anytime after 8:30, try and get there early just because, it's usually so many people and everybody will be checking in anyway, right? Okay. So registration starts at 8:30 on September 24th, and then the race starts at 10 o'clock. Different, what's the term I'm looking for? Not leagues, but
age categories? Divisions, categories.
Yeah, yep. Thank you.
Yep. So we have... we'll have 8 different divisions, age groups, and it'll be both for male and female runners.
Do you have like prizes for first, second, third, that
yes,
kind of thing?
Yes, we have some cool prizes that have been donated from amazing businesses and people around, and I'm really looking forward to giving those out. I was having a hard time coming up with something. Trophies were kind of tossed around, but that's not really my mom's style, so I thought about... we watched a lot of Oprah when I was younger, so Oprah did these.
You're not giving away a car to everybody.
No, okay. It's not. I'm not quite as big as Oprah, but she always did Oprah's favorites for Christmas. So since this is kind of for the holidays and people, it's about giving. So I wanted to try to be able to give to people who are participating. So we will be having Christy's favorites and some of her favorites. Some of them are funny. Some of them are awesome prizes. So we really encourage everyone to come out and give it a shot.
And you said either on the website or call. So what's the phone number?
970-665-6574.
And the website's just rifleco.org. Is this correct? There's like a specific link that you can use. It's just rifleco.org/rec signup.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. So that'll take you to the page where you can sign up for this, or I imagine probably any of the fall activities.
Yep. And we're just encouraging anyone to even just come cheer for someone or participate or volunteer. The main thing is just to celebrate and be together and be thankful. So that's what I'm hoping for.
I like that. Kyle, it's listening to Taylor talk about her mom, and obviously I've heard, the name around town. I didn't know Christy well. In a way, you almost feel a little guilty. My mom is still a phone call away, you know? And so what better way that we can help somebody out that is dealing with that than participate in a race like this or in some way donate so that you can help out others in some other way, you know?
Yeah, I never got the chance to meet her mom, but through Taylor, I've got to know her and how much of inspiration she was to Taylor, her family, and the public. I've heard countless people mention her name, but I think this kind of, it helps keep the giving that she sounds, that she gave to her family and her friends and the community through her life.
And this race in general, or not the race in general, I'm sorry, the holiday food baskets or kits. Sorry, they're kits, not baskets. I have to get that image out of my mind because it is not that. It kind of came from that 2020, okay, this is not going to happen the way we want it to. How can it happen in a safe way and maybe start a new tradition? And that's exactly what happened. Figured out how to make it work in 2020, made a slight change in 2021 where you're able to serve more people anyway. Mm-hmm. And now 2022, when, well, COVID maybe is not completely behind us, but generally speaking, we don't talk about it on a daily basis anymore, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And so looking to serve even more people again this year. And again, we all got so creative in 2020 trying to do what we could in order to, you know, serve someone or some group of people. And I guess the positive, if you want to take a positive away from all of this, is that here we are having this conversation today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If that, I feel like I went around the mulberry bush a few times there, but hopefully what I said makes sense to both of you.
Yeah. Because we weren't able to offer our same programs for our kids. So here we were just trying to come up with different ways, and it definitely was a positive that came from it.
You mentioned ham as one of the things that will be in these kits. Mm-hmm. So what exactly, what is everything? What's the list? Are they all the same? Do you have some different ones for people maybe with some different dietary needs?
No, so they are all the same. We do about $75 to $100 worth of food, and it includes a ham and ingredients for side dishes. We also include little recipe cards of how you can use those ingredients and a dessert. And we have, the last 2 years, have gone out and found and bought everything ourselves. So it's definitely been a task, but definitely humbling at the end of the day.
Are you doing that again this year? Are you guys actually buy? Yeah. Are the recreation staff, I guess?
Yep, between Walmart, City Market, and the Sam's Club in Junction, yep. We definitely divide and conquer.
So you're spreading the love around a little bit, too. Yeah, trying to keep it kind of local. Again, it's Rifle Recreation that is doing this, but you're actually serving folks, you said, from Parachute
to Parachute. Yep.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Newcastle to Parachute. And again, giving folks maybe a holiday meal that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I've learned about having these conversations with different organizations through the years is it is a logistical challenge handing these kits out to everybody every year. So you need to have a list early. Even though people aren't thinking of the holidays yet, you need to have the list of people early so that you can have all this distributed in time for them to have a holiday meal.
Yeah, so the last 2 years we have given out meals either the week or two prior to Christmas Day, that time frame. So it's a little different every year, but the way you can nominate people is anonymously. We do a Survey Monkey, and we usually put that out probably.
Yeah, we'll be putting that out in the next few weeks, I believe, if not within the month.
In November or something.
Yeah, and it'll go till the 9th or 10th in December. We'll take.
So actually, you're cutting it pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do it as far as we can to give us that time to contact the people, make sure they can make it to come pick up the meal. And then we'll get the meals prepared, and then we'll have the day, and we'll do it probably I think we're going around the 21st or 22nd, I think, is we're going to hand out, is the plan right now.
Okay.
It's not set in stone yet, but.
And again, folks can find information about that, like on your Facebook page.
Yep.
You'll be posting and sharing that form where folks can. So it's basically you nominate a family that you know is in need.
Yep. Okay. So it's just a link that'll take you. It's a Survey Monkey, and all we ask is for a name and their contact information, whether it be email, phone number is usually best. But we also ask for the reason why. So it usually a sentence or two we enjoy, so that way we can get a good feel and gist. In the last couple years, we've sat down with Tyler Davis and Larry Stewart, and we've all collectively come together and have gone through each one individually, and we have chose who we felt is best, and there's also been random ones in there. So we try to, like I said, include everyone and make it as fair as possible.
So you start with a target number then. Mm-hmm. And what is that target number this year?
I haven't quite set the target. It was kind of depending on where we were with the race.
Gotcha.
We did, I want to say, 80 meals last year. So I'd say 80 to 100 at okay. least. And then if we can get more, it's a bonus.
Once again, I'm putting the cart before the horse. happens all the time. Again, if you are listening and you would like to sign up for the Strides for Giving 5K on September 24th, you can go to rifleco.org/rec, sign up. You can also call 665-6574, and whoever answers the phone would be happy to sign you up. Again, it's $30 until September 16th, and then after September 16th, the registration goes up to $40 per person. You can register on-site the morning of as well.
Mm-hmm.
Again, registration starts at 8:30. Everybody gets something.
Yeah, so the sooner you do sign up, the more you're guaranteed your size of shirt. So we have shirts for everyone. It'll just depend on your size. So gotcha. If you get there earlier, you can have your size.
Very cool. Again, the race begins and ends in Centennial Park.
Yep.
And then goes down, you said, toward the movie theater and then back around to Centennial
yep,
Park.
Yep, so it'll be 3.1 miles for that 5K.
Again, the whole purpose of this race is to raise money for those holiday meal kits that recreation departments handed out to folks between Newcastle and Parachute for the last couple of years. Again, ham. Turkey's great, but I love ham. I love ham. Sides, some recipes. Are there any of Mom's favorite recipes in there, maybe?
No, but okay. That's actually a pretty good idea.
I thought of it when you mentioned it. Yeah. You know, you mentioned what an inspiration your mom was to so many people, and yeah. of course, to you and your sister. And I thought, yeah, maybe there are yeah. some secret recipes in there, some family recipes, and dessert as yeah. well in there. Again, the race begins and ends at Centennial Park. Sign up starts around 8:30 and registration, I guess.
Yep, and race begins at 10.
10 o'clock. And how long does it take to run a 5K?
Well, don't feel like you have to run. Anyone can come and walk as well. That'd be more of my pace.
Thank you.
So I would say those that are running and are athletic and in shape, they're probably hitting a little less than 20 minutes, but okay. we go all the way up to an hour. So
your days of the suicide drills are kind of behind you? Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, I'm not much of a runner these days, so I stick to walking my dog. So that would be
say, running up and down the court, you would think that, you know, but I guess you've been there and you've done that.
Yeah, last time I ran, I pulled a hammy, so I'm gonna stay away from that.
Jeez. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to bring up another bad memory. I apologize for that. And then you mentioned also a bit of a celebration, if you will, and kind of a welcome back to Centennial Park after the race.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm hoping for the Well Coffee Ann to come and be there at the end just to be able to provide some snacks and some food and drinks. And then also I'll be doing some little snacks here and there. So that stuff will be free. And then the Well will be there and serving people. So.
You know you're getting old when you start to refer to things as what they used to be, which folks hear me do almost on a daily basis. But you did it, so I don't have to. So I appreciate that.
They're both great. I live in Parachute, so I go to both.
You actually do go to the Little Coffee Shack, which has moved from Rifle to Parachute.
Yeah, both sisters have been great with trying to make this all work, so I get confused.
That's great. So it won't just be coffee that you're hoping they'll have, but maybe some food as well.
Yep, a little bit of food and some just teas and all that. My mom and I, we spent quite a bit of time and money there. So I asked them if they would come and help just have a fun environment afterwards. So
Cool. So more of a celebration, if
yep.
you will.
Yep.
And again, you don't necessarily need to run the whole course. You can run a little bit. You can, as I like to do, you know, you try and start off strong, but that's like, okay, let's walk to the end of the block.
We're going to take it down.
And then reevaluate. Reevaluate at that point, and then, you know, or if it's, you know, other landmarks too, you know.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go to that tree, and then we'll think about running again.
Or there you go.
A brisk walk. A brisk walk is better than just walking, right? What was that back in like the 90s? There was a term for, was it wogging?
Oh.
You know, like walking and jogging. You
there
just
you go.
Kinda,
yeah. We accept all sorts.
Whatever you want to do, as long as you participate.
It's your party too, so come and do whatever you're comfortable with.
You bet. Again, you can sign up on the Rifle Recreation website, so rifleco.org/rec/signup. And again, just stay tuned with the Rifle Recreation Department Facebook page, and you'll post that link where folks can nominate someone who is in need of a holiday meal, probably sometime around November or so, mm-hmm. and then the cutoff is usually a week, maybe a couple weeks before Christmas. When you'll actually cut that off, again, so that you've got time to narrow it down to whatever your target is. And again, that's dependent on how many people participate in the race. Mm-hmm. What have I missed about the race, Kyle, that we haven't talked about yet?
I don't think we missed anything other than you can go to our webpage or call us at 970-665-6574 to learn more information. We can... if you want to learn more, just give us a call. We can talk to you. We're open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and there's always somebody available to talk about it.
Great. So what about fall programs? We haven't really talked about fall programs yet. I know, are you already into fall programs, I imagine, because school is back in session.
Yes, soccer has already started. Volleyball has began as well, and basketball will start here pretty soon, I believe next month. I believe basketball signups are still open for third and fourth and
fifth and sixth grade
girls basketball. Then also we just had last week our Halloween decoration contest, which is free. That just opened up. And this year new, we're going to have businesses can take part. So decorate your business or your house, and the rec department will come around right before Halloween and judge them, and we're going to give away prizes to the top three decorated houses and businesses in Rifle City Limits.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of, is that new this year? I mean, the business part of it.
The business part is new.
Okay.
We've done the house part for a few years now.
It was probably when 2020 hit, too.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it was just another thing for us to get the community involved in.
Right. Yeah, I did notice December 2020, a lot more people driving by the house, you know, checking out Christmas lights because, you know, it was something to do, right?
Yep.
You know, get out of the house and get out and about. And then after fall programs, some winter programs, anything new in terms of winter programs this year?
One of the new ones, we are doing intro to photography. It's a new class that I'm going to teach.
That's right. We talked about that before, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to happen. We'll have that. And then also new, we're going to try to get a talent show together here at the Ute for locals that want to show off what they can do on the stage. And then we'll have our regular it's come back as far as indoor cornhole. For the kids to participate, we're going to do a rifle write-off. Anybody that's interested in riding, I'll be getting that information out to the schools soon. And then we're going to try to bring back indoor adult soccer. We'll have our Christmas decoration contest in the winter. 3-on-3 basketball for adults, which started last year, which was a hit. We'll have boys basketball as well, which is popular. That'll come up in the winter.
Indoor adult soccer. You just took me back to Mr. Stickler's PE class at Riverside, where we played indoor soccer in like junior high. Wow. I haven't thought about that in a million years. You start doing floor hockey, then that's really going to give me a headache. You know, with the round ball.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, that was fun. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Well, the random thought of the day, the random memory of the day is brought to you today by Taylor. Anything in closing from you about the 5K or just any of the upcoming programs?
More so just with the 5K, just I'd love everyone to just be out. Once again, enjoy your family, enjoy your time together, and think about giving. It definitely goes a long way. So.
There are worse ways to spend family yes. time together.
Yep. Right?
Again, you can sign up for the Strides for Giving 5K on Saturday, September 24th at rifleco.org/rec. Sign up. You can call, as Kyle said, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 665-6574. Again, Saturday, September 24th, and the cutoff for the less expensive and the more expensive registration fee is September 16th.
Yeah, correct.
So $30 versus $40 if you want to save $10 a person. Mm-hmm. Sign up early, and again, that helps benefit putting together those holiday meal kits, yeah. Which will be handed out in December to local families who maybe need just a little help this year to have something special for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Because kind of like I mentioned earlier, you know, we're not all as lucky as some of us are to be able to have that experience every year, mm-hmm. right? Thanks again, both of you.
Yeah, thank
and,
you.
And all the best. And, oh, and follow Rifle Recreation on Facebook, too, for updates and pictures. And that's where that link will be posted when it's time to nominate someone for those food kits also. Okay, we'll see you around.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.